Wright State University's faculty union resumed picketing this week after weekend negotiations failed to result in a deal. The strike has so far lasted more than 2 weeks, and many Wright State students are reporting frustration over disruptions to their classes. To learn more about students' concerns, WYSO's April Leslie spoke with Sarah Cavender. She's editor-in-chief of the Wright State Guardian student newspaper.
Can you tell me what the mood has felt like on campus since the strike began? How are students feeling about it?
I think embarrassment and frustration and almost sadness is the way to put it. The morale is definitely down.
And we know that some students have come out in support of the union, others have been in support of the administration. Are more students taking sides in this matter, or are students feeling like they're caught in the middle?
That was what I heard reiterated by so many students. I am caught between parents who are going through divorce. They're mad at each other, fighting, and they're pulling me from one side to the other. It's just so much frustration, and there's so much divide. As the editor, I came out with a letter from the editor, and my biggest fear was a divide in the student population. And that is very, very prevalent, and people are attacking each other verbally on social media.
And how are classes being affected at this point?
There are still many classes who do not have instructors. Unfortunately, we have gotten so many complaints and so many words of frustration from people in multiple programs and different majors saying that I don't even have classes throughout the week, or I'm limited to a few classes. Like, I go in, they take my attendance, and I leave.
And have you heard of some classes being canceled altogether?
There are classes that are canceled for X amount of time throughout the week. There's classes that are canceled, like, for the rest of the semester until someone can be put in. It varies.
And what about seniors here? It would seem that they have the most to lose because graduation is coming up so quickly.
We've been consistently reassured that graduation will not be affected, that it will still happen. As far as the core requirements for graduation that some students need to get through the semester, it's still something we look into, and we haven't heard anything otherwise. So we're expecting that the university's administration is going to follow through with what they said, and students will still be able to.
Are students still trusting the administration at this point?
There is a huge distrust, not just from the administration, but also in the teachers. And it's so strange to sit there and hear a student say, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to trust.
I've seen on social media that students are saying they feel like they're not getting their money's worth. Is that a concern that you've heard echoed on campus?
For sure. I mean, when you go into an institution and you pay for it, you're expecting to get what you pay for. Whenever you go into this and your professor's not there and you don't have the guaranteed professor that you said was going to be there, you start to lose the dollar value in that. You start to lose the dollar value in your education, in your degree. Because that's what it's all about, is you're paying to get a degree and you're paying to get the experience. If you don't have the professor there and you don't have the education there, you're not getting what you pay for.
Would you say that students are still holding out hope that a resolution will be reached soon?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, there also is the united hope that this will be over, that this has to end, that our professors will come back in the classroom, that everything will work out. It's just the morale. The morale is really down. And the biggest question is, what's going to happen afterward?